Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let's be honest, we've all been there staring at that looming task like it's a mythical beast guarding the treasure of productivity. You know what I mean? That feeling when you have this mountain of work but you'd rather, well, pretty much anything else. Today, we're tackling the procrastination monster head on and getting our heads in the game with some serious focus. Because life is too short to spend it dreading to-do lists. Ever feel like your to-do list is growing faster than you can cross things off? You know that feeling when your brain is overflowing with ideas but none of them seem to translate into action? Well, I'm here to tell you, there's a way out of this procrastination trap. It's about shifting your mindset and taking control, becoming the master of your own time instead of letting time master you. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you crush procrastination and become a productivity powerhouse. First, break it down, baby. Huge tasks can be terrifying. It's like trying to climb Mount Everest in flip-flops, just not happening. But if you break down that daunting task into smaller, more manageable steps, suddenly it feels less overwhelming, right? Think of it like building a house. You don't start with the entire structure at once. You lay brick by brick. Second, find your sweet spot. We all have different times when we're most productive. Some people are early birds, some are night owls, and others are somewhere in between. Figure out when you're naturally energized and focused, and schedule your biggest tasks for those peak hours. It's like choosing the perfect tool for the job. A hammer is great for nails, but not so much for screwing in light bulbs. Third, eliminate distractions. This one's tough, I know. Our world is buzzing with notifications, tempting websites, and endless social media scrolling. But to truly focus, you need to create a distraction-free zone. Put your phone on Do Not Disturb, close the necessary tabs on your computer, and tell the people around you that you need some serious me time. Think of it like building a fort. You want to be in your own little world where you can concentrate. Fourth, reward yourself. Let's face it, we all love a good reward. So when you complete a task, no matter how big or small, give yourself a little something to celebrate. It could be a quick coffee break, listening to your favorite song, or taking a walk in the fresh air. You're essentially training your brain to associate completing tasks with positive feelings, like creating a healthy habit loop. And finally, be kind to yourself. We all slip up sometimes. If you find yourself procrastinating, don't beat yourself up about it. Just acknowledge it, refocus, and get back on track. Remember, progress is not always linear. It's more like climbing a mountain. There are ups and downs, but the view from the top is worth it. Think about that last email you were dreading sending. You know, the one that felt like opening Pandora's box of potential awkwardness. I bet you found yourself putting it off for hours, maybe even days. You probably had a million excuses. I'm too busy, I need to wait for inspiration, or my personal favorite, let me just check this one thing on my phone first. Sound familiar? That's procrastination in action. But what if you had tackled that email head-on? Imagine the sense of accomplishment you feel, the weight lifted off your shoulders, and the possibility of clearing a path for something else positive to come through. So remember, you're capable of so much more than you think. By implementing these tips, breaking down tasks, finding your focus zone, eliminating distractions, rewarding yourself, and being kind to yourself, you can become the master of your time and conquer any challenge that comes your way. You've got this. Now go out there and make some magic happen. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little boost of focus inspiration. And hey, let me know what you think on social media. I love hearing from all of you. Until next time, stay calm, stay focused, and keep chasing those dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.